所造的神。那时忽然有人的指头显出，在王宫与灯相对的粉墙上写字。王看见写字的指头，就变了脸色，心意惊慌，腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰。这是神的话语，阿们。
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me here.
早上好，谢谢大家让我今天讲道。
Have you ever had a mixed message or a misunderstanding?
你们有没有因为信息混淆而造成误会的时候？
For a guy named R.D. Jones, things went from bad to horrible.
有一个男人，他叫 R.D. Jones， 就因为这样很简单的事情被搞得一团糟。
He was selling his sewing machine with the help of his housekeeper.
他当时想卖掉自己的缝纫机，就叫他的女管家帮忙。
And on Monday, the newspaper ad wrote, "For sale, R.D. Jones has one sewing machine for sale."
在周一的时候，报纸广告是这么写的 ：R.D. Jones 有一缝纫机出售。
49480707 after 7 p.m. and ask for Mrs. Kelly, who lives with them, cheap.
请晚上七点以后致电9480707，找和他同住的凯莉太太，她要价很低。
That wasn't the right message.
这个信息明显是不对的。
Not to be outdone, there was the following correction the next day.
为了挽回错误，第二天做了更正。
On Tuesday, notice we regret having aired an R.D. Jones ad yesterday.
第二天报纸上的广告是这么说的，更正留意，本报对于昨天广告中的错误深感抱歉，特此更正。
It should have read one sewing machine for sale.
应该是这么写的，有一缝纫机出售。
Cheap, phone9480707 and ask for Mrs. Kelly, who lives with him after 7 p.m.
请致电9480707，找每天晚上七点以后和他一起住的凯莉太太。
That wasn't the right message.
这又错了。
Not to be outdone, there was the following correction the next day.
接下来他们试着挽回错误，又更正。
On Wednesday, notice R.D. Jones has informed us that he has received several annoying phone calls because of the error we made.
周三报纸是这么说的 ，R.D. Jones 告知本报，因为昨天广告信息错误，他接到了很多烦人的电话。
An error in the classified ads yesterday.
就是因为本报昨天的错误。
His ad stands corrected as follows.
正确的广告信息应当如此。
For sale, R.D. Jones has one sewing machine for sale, cheap.
R.D. Jones 有一缝纫机出售，价格低廉。
49480707 and ask for Mrs. Kelly, who loves with him.
请晚间致电9480707，找和他相爱的凯莉太太。
That wasn't the right message.
又打错了，报纸打错了字。
Not to be outdone, there was a final correction the next day.
最后一天，他们做了最后的更正。
On Thursday, notice R.D. Jones have no sewing machine for sale.
周四报纸上是这么写的，本人 R.D. Jones 特此声明
I smashed it.
我不卖缝纫机了，因为我把它砸掉了。
Don't call 9480707 as the telephone has been disconnected.
请不要打9480707，此号码我已经注销。
I have not been carrying on with Mrs. Kelly.
我和凯莉太太从此毫无瓜葛。
Until yesterday she was my housekeeper, but she quit.
她之前是我的管家，但她昨天已经辞职，不堪骚扰。
You can relate to R.D. Jones.
你可能也有过类似的经历。
In fact, you may be confused with what God is telling you today.
甚至有的时候我们自己会混淆神给我们的信息。
You ask God at times, God, what do you want me to do? What's your will in this situation in my life?
你可能有时候会问神啊，你到底想要我怎么做？你在这里的旨意是什么？
What are you saying to me? I need some clarity. I need some direction.
你到底想对我说什么，神？请帮我理清思路，给我指明方向。
In our text today, Daniel not only hears God speak, but he is chosen by the queen to interpret the message of God.
在今天的经文中，但以理他能够听到神对他说话，所以被太后选出来来讲解神的信息。
Daniel has already proved his credibility with Nebuchadnezzar. Now he stands before Belshazzar.
在前朝尼布甲尼撒王时代，但以理已经证明他的能力是可靠的，所以他现在被招来见现在的伯沙撒王。
Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
当时伯沙撒是巴比伦的国王，他是尼布甲尼撒的儿子。
This Aramaic term of the word son could also mean grandson, descendant, or successor.
在亚兰语里面，这个儿子也可能是指孙子、后代或者继位者。
Belshazzar was having a grand party when suddenly the fingers of a man's hand appeared and started writing on the wall.
当时伯沙撒王在皇宫里大摆宴席，突然间有人的手指头出现，并且在墙上写字。
And in Aramaic, it was the words "Mene Mene Tekel Parson."
写的字是亚兰语，就是米尼米尼提克勒乌法尔星。
Mene means numbered. Your days are numbered.
米尼的意思就是数算，就是说你的日子已经屈指可数。
Tekel means weighed. Belshazzar is weighed in the balances.
提克勒的意思是称量，就是你被放在天平里称，显出你的亏欠。
Parson, the plural of Perez, means divided or divisions. Your kingdom is divided.
乌法尔星就是比勒斯那个字的复数，意思是分裂，就是说你的王国即将分裂。
That same night was Babylon's downfall.
就在那天晚上，巴比伦王国覆灭。
The Medo-Persian armies marched into Babylon, slew Belshazzar, and seized world domination.
就在那天晚上，马代波斯的军队入侵巴比伦，并且杀了伯沙撒。从此，波斯帝国取代巴比伦，成为世界强国。
Belshazzar was judged by God for his corrupt and worldly lifestyle.
伯沙撒被神审判，是因为他属世堕落的生活方式。
Similarly, God is giving us a personal message.In this darkened world we live in.
同样，我们现在也身处一个黑暗堕落的时代，所以神也给我们每个人一个信息。
Today, God is our God of judgment.
今天，神仍然是按公义审判的神。
God hates sin, but loves the sinner.
神恨恶罪恶，但是他爱罪人。
God hates our sin, and we need to be accountable to that.
神恨恶我们犯罪，所以我们要为自己犯下的罪负责。
But praise be to God that in 1 John 1:9, it says, If we confess of our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
但是赞美主，在约翰一书一章九节又说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God is our God of judgment, but He is also our God of love.
我们的神按公义施行审判，但是他又满有慈爱和怜悯。
God loves us and disciplines us with love.
神是如此爱我们，所以在爱里他会管教我们。
So God's writing on the wall in our lives is clear: love, obedience, and devotion.
在我们的生命中，神写在我们心里的信息也是很清楚的，就是要爱神、爱人、顺服、敬虔。
God judges us.And he calls us to a greater level of love, obedience, and devotion.
神一直呼召我们要更深入的去爱神爱人，更深入的来顺服和敬虔他。
I believe we can experience love and victory in our lives.
我相信这样的话，我们就可以在自己的生命中经历真正的爱和得胜。
One day there was a prairie chicken who found an egg and sat on it until it was hatched.
有一天，一只草原松鸡看到地上有一只蛋，它就坐在上面想把它孵化。
Unbeknownst to the prairie chicken, the egg was an eagle egg.
那只松鸡它不知道，其实这是一只老鹰的蛋，但是因为一些原因被遗弃了。
It was abandoned for some reason.
不知道为什么那只老鹰妈妈把这只蛋踢出了巢。
That's how an eagle came to be born into the family of prairie chickens.
就这样阴差阳错，这只小鹰宝宝成为了松鸡家族的一员。
While the eagle is the greatest of all birds, soaring above the heights with grace and ease, the prairie chicken doesn't even know how to fly.
我们知道鹰是鸟类中最威武雄壮的，它可以在几千米的高空中飞翔，但是松鸡的话，它们连飞都飞不起来。
In fact, prairie chickens are so lowly that they eat garbage.
松鸡只能在地面上活动，所以它们甚至要去垃圾堆里面找食物。
So predictably, the little eagle,Being raised in a family of prairie chickens, thought he was a prairie chicken.
所以不难想象，这只被松鸡养大的鹰也一直以为自己就只是一只松鸡。
He walked around, he clucked like a prairie chicken, and he ate garbage.
他也只在地面活动，跟松鸡一样咯咯叫，也学着他们在垃圾堆里面觅食。
One day he looked up and saw a majestic eagle soar through the air, dipping and turning.
有一天他突然抬头看到天空中有一只秃鹰在翱翔，姿态非常的优雅，直冲云霄，不停地盘旋。
When he asked his family what it was, they responded, "It's an eagle."
他问问家里其他的松鸡说那是什么，他们就说哦，那是一只鹰。
But you can never be like that.
接着他们说，但你永远不会成为那样。
Because you're just a prairie chicken.
因为你和我们一样，只是一只松鸡。
Then they returned to just picking garbage.
说完，他们又回到垃圾堆里面继续去找食物了。
So the eagle spent his whole life looking up at the eagles, longing to join them among the clouds.
所以在之后的日子里，这只鹰就一直只能抬头看天上飞过的雄鹰，渴望自己能够像他们一样翱翔天际。
It never occurred to him to just lift his wings and try to fly.
但是他自己从来没有想过要挥动自己的翅膀尝试飞翔。
And sadly, the eagle died thinking it was just a prairie chicken.
很可惜，一直到他死的那一天，他都以为自己就只是一只不会飞的松鸡而已。
Friends, we are born to fly.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们可以像鹰一样展翅上腾。
God's writing on the wall in our lives is clear. Love God.Obey and devote yourselves to God.
神写给我们心里的信息是很清楚的，就是全心全意爱神，尽心尽力的顺服他，侍奉他。
He can show us what love and what life is all about.
这样子的话，他一定会让我们看到什么是真正的爱和真正生命的意义。
Do you ever feel like there's something more to life than what you are experiencing?
你们有时候是不是会觉得我们生而为人的意义并不只是像这样一天一天过日子而已。
The next time you're feeling stagnant in your faith, look up, lift your wings and fly.
如果有时候你觉得自己的信心进入了一个停滞不前的瓶颈期的话，你也可以抬头看向神。
Grab this faith. God wants you to be all that you were created to be.
要勇敢地张开信心的翅膀，父神会让你明白他创造你的真正目的和全部的潜能。
We are sometimes like Belshazzar because we are corrupt and worldly.
我们有时候也像那个巴比伦的伯沙撒王一样，随从世俗，生活堕落。
But our God is not just our God of judgment, but of love.
但是感谢神，他不仅是行审判，他也满有慈爱。
God says, "I can give you a life worth living in obedience and love."
神说，我可以让你的生命在顺服和爱里面变得更有意义，变得更加值得。
And as Peter writes.In 1 Peter 1, also on your bulletin, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
彼得在彼得前书一章十四节也在今天的周报上有印出来，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前与蒙昧无知的时候那样。
In other words, stop living like eagles who think they are prairie chickens.
换句话说，不要像那只鹰一样，以为自己只是一只不会飞的松鸡。
You are no longer ignorant.
你们不再愚昧无知。
You know who and what you are.
你们知道自己是谁，自己是神儿女的身份。
You are born again through the living and enduring word of God.
借着神活泼长存的道，你们已经重生得救。
Now live that way, spread your wings and fly.
所以就要活出与之相配的样子，展开信心的翅膀，勇敢地飞翔。
You may be thinking, well, I'm not corrupt and worldly like Belshazzar.
你可能会想，我不像伯沙撒王，我不，我生活并没有堕落啊。
So this message is not for me.
所以这些信息对我并不适用。
Worldliness is anything in this world that takes us away from our focus on Christ.
所谓的世俗就是任何让我们不再专心跟随耶稣的任何人事物。
We are easily distracted and easily tempted.
我们其实注意力很容易被分散，面对诱惑的时候也很软弱。
The flesh is weak, but greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
我们的肉体都是很软弱的，但是感谢神，在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
You may also be thinking, well, I am obedient. I go to church.
你可能又会想，我还蛮顺服神的，我都有去教会啊。
For you, going to church may be enough obedience for you.
可能在你看来，每个礼拜去教会已经足够证明你顺服。
There's a big difference between going to church and living for God.
但是，只是去教会和真正为神而活还是有很大的区别的。
True living only comes through obedience to God's plan.
只有顺服神的人才能真正的为神而活，就是要完全顺服神的旨意和计划。
Chuck Swindoll said this.
著名的神学家查克斯温德曾经说过。
Greece said, "Be wise, know yourself."
希腊人说要富有智慧，认识自己。
Rome said, "Be strong, discipline yourself."
罗马人说要体格强健，训练自己。
Religion says, "Be good, conform yourself."
宗教说要行善，要迎合主流。
Epicureanism says, "Be sensuous, satisfy yourself."
享乐主义所说，尽量追求感官享受，就活在当下。
Education says, "Be resourceful, expand yourself."
心理学说要有自信，要坚持自我。
Psychology says, "Be confident, assert yourself."
心理学说要坚持自我，要相信自己。
Materialism says, "Be possessive, please yourself."
物质主义说要尽量去拥有更多的物质和财富，取悦自己。
Asceticism says, "Be lowly, suppress yourself."
苦行主义者说要尽量的卑微，要压抑自己。
Humanism says, "Be capable, believe in yourself."
人道主义说要有才能，要相信自己所做的。
Pride says, "Be superior, promote yourself."
骄傲自负的人说什么都要更胜一筹，要尽量高抬自己。
But Christ says, "Be unselfish, humble yourself."
但是耶稣基督说要无私舍己，要谦卑自己。
So let us love God.Obey God and devote ourselves to God, then we could be unselfish and share love with those around us.
所以让我们一起来爱神，顺服神，向他委身，这样我们才能无私的和周围身边的人分享神的爱。
Then we will truly renew on wings as eagles.
这样我们必会重新得力，可以如鹰一样翱翔天际。
Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
以赛亚书四章三十一节说到，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Belshazzar got one final message, and today this is our message with finality.
伯沙撒王收到了神给他生命中最后的讯息，今天神也给了我们的最终信息，不容置疑。
Love God, love people. Knowing God, touching lives is our mission statement.
那个信息就是要爱神爱人，与此相呼应，我们教会的使命宗旨也是要认识神，触碰他人的生命。
Let us sing about trusting in the Lord and obeying God with our hearts.
让我们一起来唱一首诗歌来回应，来信靠神，全心顺服他。
Thank you, Rona.
谢谢。
Let's all stand up and sing hymn number 349, or the words will be up on the screen. Trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, to trust and obey. And it never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar To trust and obey, then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends He will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Please be seated.